Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, this morning, just about 20 minutes ago, we brought you the breaking news. U.S. unemployment claims have hit 6.6 million in the last week. That's another record high as layoffs accelerate in the face of coronavirus. Let's get a more local perspective on the situation that people are facing. And also, today is, or it was, going to be opening day. How there's still a way you can celebrate and help folks in our community. Welcoming in Ryan Farmer of the St. Louis Area Food Bank. And so, Ryan, first of all, give us a taste of how the need has increased from your end. What is the situation in the St. Louis community here?
Well, Michael, before we even got into the coronavirus outbreak, there were already over 400,000 people in the bi-state region that were in need of food assistance. St. Louis Area Food Bank's been serving this region for over 45 years, and this is truly unprecedented. It literally affects all 26 of the counties in Missouri and Illinois that we serve. And, you know, just for a little bit of perspective, just since March 16th, we've already distributed over 2 million pounds of food and supplies out into the community, and that's enough to provide more than 1.6 million meals for local families. But we know that the need is going to likely increase as we continue to go on. People continue to lose jobs, get furloughed, have their schedules changed. It's something unlike anything that we've ever seen before.
And so as people try to boost their spirits, maybe they look to Cardinals baseball, or at least the camaraderie we all have as Cardinals fans. Obviously, we've got a lot going on with KMOX this afternoon and this evening with the Cardinals. But you guys also have a new partnership that's upcoming. And by the way, we should also mention that this would have been Stan Musial's 100th birthday this year. How does that play into what you have planned?
Well, we've teamed up with Stan the Man, Inc. and the St. Louis Cardinals. We've got a way for people that are looking for to do something to give back, to help people in their community, and they could do it from their home. So I know there were a lot of people that were excited and probably would have likely headed down to downtown for the game today, even if they weren't going to the game, just to take part in the festivities. But if people want to give back, we're kicking off today at 3:15, which would have been the start of the game today, a six-day campaign that runs through April 7th. It's going to be called Step Up to the Plate, and it's an opportunity for people each day of the campaign, so each day of the six-day campaign, six for, of course, Stan Musial's number, we'll do daily raffles each day. There's nine prizes given away to kind of coincide with how many innings there are in a typical baseball game. But we've also got Stan's Golden MVP raffle. We're only going to sell 100 tickets. The tickets are $100 each. All the money raised comes back to the St. Louis Area Food Bank to help us feed families right here in the bi-state region. The golden ticket raffle is a luxury suite for 25. Everything's going to be up on our website later today, which is stlfoodbank.org. And that's also a place where you can go if you're in need of food assistance, if you're looking for other ways to give back. We've got all that up on our website. Again, it's stlfoodbank.org.
Give it one more time, stlfoodbank.org. Ryan Farmer, thank you so much for taking our call this morning on KMOX.
Thank you, Michael.
Ryan joining us on the TDK Technologies Newsmaker Line.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.